Congressman Bass, on another issue, and that is the Northern Pass issue. Yeah. We ran into you at the Haverhill public scoping meeting. You said that you made the observation to us that it was certainly universally unpopular and that the folks at the Department of Energy should take note of this. You and Senator Ayotte have come out officially in opposition to the project.
That's right. Well, we took our, you know, both of us were very careful in reviewing all the facts and listening to the concerns of people in Grafton, Coos, Merrimack, and, of course, a little bit in Hillsborough County. And we feel, Senator Ayotte and I feel, that the plan as it's currently proposed is unacceptable. The economic and environmental consequences of the project do not there's just no comparison with any kind of benefit that could accrue. I agree that we need to develop new renewable sources of energy, and that's a laudable goal, and I commend Northeast Utilities and PSNH for having that goal. But this project, the way it's currently configured, is unacceptable, and both of us made our views known to the Secretary of Energy in the comment process on the application, and we're hopeful that that'll have a significant impact in the outcome.
Well, we also have the public comment period on this environmental impact study that closes tomorrow.
That's what that was the venue in which we made our comments.
Right, exactly. And so you wanted to, would you agree with, I've heard the possibility of extending it even.
Well, we also wrote, signed a joint letter, I think all four members of the delegation did, or maybe three of the four actually, urging that the comment period be extended for 60 days, and I think and Northeast Utilities supports that position.
Yep.
So we're hopeful that that'll happen as well.